forever. Dog.
Do you guys watch The Bachelor? Because the new season is starting and I haven't watched the first episode yet.
No, I'm not. No.
I feel like I've watched a little bit of it. I watched the one with...
You're from Missouri. Denny. This is like your culture. Like you have to watch The Bachelor. Like the way like straight women get out of Missouri is through The Bachelor to LA. Like that is a career path.
Yeah, but Mac is not a straight woman.
I know, but...
Also keep in mind, like I know the type of women that are on The Bachelor. Like yeah. I get that kind of entertainment at any bar around me. I just have to go and show
true.
Up.
Like that's true.
It's arguably better because they can use other words besides journey.
Only half an hour more. We're so close.
It's so hot in here.
You're so close and it's so hot in here. Welcome Ashley, to Chosen
Family Podcast. I changed
my
shirt to avoid this.
Elena's looking mask.
Like mask. Just a button up. But fully buttoned.
You're still mommy. You're still mommy no matter what. Welcome to Chosen Family Podcast. Each week we sit around the family dinner table and we're your gay family. So you can write in, get advice, listen to us, give advice to each other. It's very gay and very fun. Hi, I'm Daddy. I'm Daddy. It's me, your daddy. Ashley Gavin.
Oh my God. Can we intro each other as these? Like, I do not want to say I'm Elena Joy and I'm mommy on every episode.
Fine.
Like, can
fine.
I not
it's good to be humbled.
Have to do that?
Fine. I'll do it. Give it up for your mommy. Give it up for your mommy. Listener.
That's worse.
You listen to your
worse.
Mommy.
Do you want me to do it, Elena?
Mac, you try. Mac is baby. This is Mac and Jimmy.
Thank
and
you.
Their baby.
I am baby. Elena, mommy. Ashley, daddy. How was that?
So, no flavor on that. No one is going to jerk off to that.
Elena, your mommy. Ashley, your daddy. And I am your baby.
Gross. Okay.
Elena hated that.
Elena's so upset. Every episode, Elena
I'm
upset.
I'm trying to think of a way to make it better. Like, how?
It's not. That's the point.
How can it be?
I don't actually want to be called daddy.
Yeah, right. You so
no,
do.
No, I don't. No, no.
You
one
call
time
yourself
I...
daddy more than we have this entire
what?
Show.
You have literally said that you had, what I don't know what episode it was, you were talking about some, your word, MILF, that you like so badly wanted to be into calling you daddy or you calling
no, no,
her
no,
mommy
I called
or
her,
something.
I would call her mommy for sure, but I do not want to be called... I get weird gender stuff when people call me daddy. It feels like too mad.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But...
Yeah, okay, that's
because one time a girl called me daddy in bed because I was like wanting to experiment with it. And then as soon as she did it, mm-hmm. I was like, nope, 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 nope.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's fair.
I'm glad you tried though.
Yeah. You tried it. Good for you.
Thanks, fam.
I just like mommy. Okay. Fine. I'll stop fighting it. How about I
just feel like mommy, like, I don't
bottom
know why,
for
but
mommy.
When I think of mommy, bottom it just mommy. Feels so safe, and that takes the safety out of the word.
And you do feel...
Oh, I like mommy as a safety
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, Elena, that's
you
why you're
mommy,
mommy you're
in a
so safe,
way,
safe.
I like it.
You're so safe. Like, if it feels like
oh,
you're
I
always
like
going to give the best, warmest hug, and you're so kind, and I just am all like, oh, if I'm going to cry, I want to go to mommy, and that's Elena. And also, maybe after I'm done crying...
Ashley,
there's some
Ashley.
Oh, that's what you were doing on the last episode. You're not doing a scissoring gesture.
Oh no,
you're doing
oh,
a
that's
cut.
What I was doing. I'm cutting. I'm like cut. Yeah,
cut that.
Yeah, like scissors, like scissoring.
Ah, this is going to be such a hard, a complicated gesture to try and figure out what we do.
I don't even realize. Yeah, I guess that's just it's an old habit.
Scissoring? Oh.
Scissoring.
Yeah, I feel that.
If I had a nickel for every time I started scissoring in public just because from the habit. Sometimes you just need to grab a quick scissor, you know? Take the edge off.
The withdrawals, yeah.
Guys, this is our sixth episode. That is crazy.
Holy shit, yeah.
That's wild.
Welcome yeah. here, everybody. Thanks for being with us on this journey.
What was that? What? What was that? An
that
audition
was
for The Bachelor?
Weird, Mom.
That was
that.
That yeah. What happened there?
I can't say that word seriously. Ever since like 2020,
journey?
When I feel like it. Yeah, I feel like that became like the buzzword where every single Instagram caption was somebody being on some kind of journey, and we're all on our own journey.
See, I am a Bachelor fan. I'm a huge Bachelor fan. So people, because they're not allowed to say, like, they can't call it a process or a TV show. They have to call it a journey, because that's what the producers, like, make them. So I've been on the journey train for years and years and years. And I also think it's ridiculous, but, like, that's how they all talk, too. Do you guys watch The Bachelor? Because the new season is starting, and I haven't watched the first episode yet.
No, I'm not. No.
I feel like I've watched a little bit of it. I watched the one with...
You're from Missouri. This is, like, your culture. Like, you have to watch The Bachelor. Like, the way, like, straight women get out of Missouri is through The Bachelor to L.A. Like, that is a career path.
Yeah, but Mac is not a straight woman.
I know, but...
Also, keep in mind, like, I know the type of women that are on The Bachelor. Like, yeah. I get that kind of entertainment at any bar around me. I just have to go and show up. Like,
that's true.
It's arguably better because they can use other words besides journey.
I don't know that they're... I love The Bachelor. Like, okay. I love it.
Ashley.
Yeah.
Have you... So, I actually just yesterday, I filmed a video reacting to an episode of The Bachelorette Australia.
Yes.
Season 7 of The Bachelorette Australia is a bi Bachelorette.
I've been DMing with her to try and get her on my other podcast.
Sorry, what?
Whoa, yeah. That was so Canadian. Say it again.
Okay.
Sorry.
Wait, what did I say?
Sorry. Actually, let me DM her.
I love that.
I'll DM her right now. Brooke, right?
Can you tell her that I just reacted? If you're talking about your podcast, this is like our new drinking game for this show. Every time Ashley talks about her other goddamn podcast.
I was about to say we should do an episode where we get drunk, but then I remembered Ashley doesn't drink.
I'll just chaperone.
We could do an episode where we get drunk, Elena. Yeah.
I'm into that.
And I'll chaperone. But the thing is, I'm killing it. And the reason I'm killing it is because my promo, seamless. All the time.
Okay, well, I'm
just promo. Yeah, you promo.
On my YouTube channel.
You're allowed to promo.
I just reacted to the first episode of The Bi Bachelorette in Australia. Brooke.
Beautiful.
And you're DMing with her. What a small world.
What a small world. How did you like watching it?
Oh my God. I was like, her eyes.
Okay, you were in love immediately.
Like, nice eyes. She has like. She's amazing.
She's very attractive. God. She's very attractive.
I haven't. Wait, can I look up a picture of her? Do you guys care?
Yeah, go ahead.
And she's Australian.
Yes.
Hello. And bi. Hello.
I gotta say, of all, I'm not a big accent galley. Like, I don't need an accent except a southern accent. That is bit cute. That is a little bit cute.
Really? Like, even Canadian. Like, I can hear different variants of like Canadian accents in people, and even that like tickles me.
Brooke Blurton is her name, and she's a cutie for sure.
Wow, holy shit.
Yeah. Actually, oh Mac, I think very your type.
Yes, very your type.
Oh wait, does she have light eyes? Never mind.
Mac, don't
dark eyes are bust.
For real? You like brown eyes? I don't have a thing like that. Like, I don't
I
have
hate
like
light eyes actually.
The only thing that I'm into is, like, femininity. I just love femininity. And they don't have to be, like, hyper-femme, because I think it's fun, like, when a girl is very femme-appearing, but then she has, like, this masculine side to her. I think that's really fun, too. Mm-hmm. But, and
okay.
it's...
Can I... That's, like, I have the opposite. Where, well, I have it with all... I mean, let's just say, like, women overall. But... When you have kind of like
Elena made
masculine.
A rainbow like like SpongeBob
like,
SquarePants.
You know. when you have like a more masculine presenting woman or person, and then you get to see that
their
femininity. Oh my God.
That's so interesting that you would bring that up, mommy. That's very interesting, because some people would say with dating me that they're surprised by the softer side that I can bring in private.
That's where I would get that from too, Dad. Genetic.
It might be genetic. Because it's like a secret. It's like a sexy little secret.
And that's, I think about that with like, we're taking it.
A sexy little
it secret. It is.
I look masked, but I want you to strap me.
No, that is not what I'm saying. Don't do that. No, no consent for that. No, 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 no. I'm talking about like being like nurturing or like, you know, like if I, you know, here's the type of gay that I am. I'm gonna kill the spider.
You're a dom I'm in the gonna... streets, but you want to get dick down in the
no,
sheets.
No, 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 no. That's offensive to me. That is offensive to me. That is offensive to me. No, I will kill the spider, but I will scream like a little girl for 1 second before I kill it. That's who I am.
Okay. Balance, baby.
And then I kill the spider. That's me. That's who I am. Oh.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes.
Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast on the go, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. I'm a horrible cook to begin with, so making something healthy and delicious fast, that's what I absolutely love about Factor.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring.
They also have gourmet meals that feature premium ingredients. My personal favorites? Broccolini and asparagus. But overall, Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. You can simply heat and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
We're celebrating Earth Day all month long, so look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/chosenfamily50 and use code chosenfamily50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code chosenfamily50 at factormeals.com/chosenfamily50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. If you had unlimited time, how would you use it? If you're looking to find what's important to you, what you want to be a priority in your life, therapy can help. Through therapy, you can find out what matters to you so you can do more of it. For me, when it comes to saving time, doing things from the comfort of my own home has been king. Doing therapy online saves me a long drive to an office, it allows me to feel comfortable in a familiar space, and it just feels better. I love online therapy with BetterHelp because it's more accessible to me than traditional therapy in person. And I can use the time that I save for other things that make me feel good, like rock climbing or going to the beach or going for a walk or just spending time with loved ones. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/chosenfamily today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/chosenfamily.
I didn't mean to laugh so hard at that, Ashley. I don't agree with Elena being inappropriate with you.
Look, if a femme in a blazer wants to dick me down occasionally, I'm not going to say no to that.
Okay, mixed messaging.
Yeah, it's
we're getting hard mixed messaging.
Just like get to know me. Just get to know me first. Let me top you.
Yeah, that's
six,
what I'm saying.
Times.
Is your sexy little secret? That's your sexy little secret.
I don't know, but I don't think dicking down is the we cannot monetize this. I don't think that getting dicked down is.
I know it was a joke. I'm sorry. I didn't think too much. I didn't mean.
No, it was good. It was very funny.
Okay, I was. I got afraid that I actually like overstepped a line.
No, you guys. There is no line. I have no line.
Okay.
I have no joke line. Like,
I have a line. I don't know where it is, though.
My joke line, if we could have taken that dicking down to 9/11, I would have taken it there. Like, if we could have, just laugh out loud. Let yourself laugh at it. If we could have, if
Elena's not even from America. And she was like,
you have no idea how many 9/11 jokes we've done on my other podcast. Take a shot. We
drink.
If you could have been like, I want to dick you down so hard that the towers fall, that is what I would have been totally. No, keep it in. Keep it in. The rule of improv is yes and I felt that my 9/11 jokes were shut down.
What do you mean? Yes and. 9/11 happened. Yes and. A lot of people were negatively affected by it.
Yes and. I want to talk about it at length. So.
Yes, and some people deal with trauma through comedy.
Yes, and. I could make this worse if you wanted me to. So the joke is that you're getting railed so hard that it knocks down a building, and not just any building, the most iconic buildings ever getting knocked down, that it was a tragedy. Because people write in and are like, you shouldn't talk about this. And the thing is that there is a tragedy in everything for somebody.
Oh, for sure.
As a New Yorker, 9/11 was one of the most painful things that has ever happened, like involving my hometown. And so for me, that joke is about the magnitude of the pain. And it's a comparison joke to getting dicked down.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not meant to undermine the tragedy of it. It's actually meant to be like, no, yeah.
Of course not. Yeah.
One time someone got mad at me for posting on Father's Day because their dad died, and they said it was disrespectful that I said happy Father's Day because they said I was referring to myself as daddy, and it was very disrespectful and too cocky.
It's okay to feel triggered by something, but it's not okay to decide what everyone else's triggers are.
That makes sense.
I just don't know how to joke about 9/11.
I will stop joking about 9/11.
Okay. I'm
like, and I do think that we should name this the 9/11 tribute, and we should Jesus. Probably have it come out on 9/11.
I was gonna say just randomly drop it on 9/11. It's not even a Wednesday.
Elena's
it's not
a losing posting day. As a Canadian, Elena is losing it. She is losing. Let's go. Let's go to a question.
Oh, now we got a question about Elena and Ashley being shipped.
Well, oh. Duh, mommy, daddy. See, she's really pretty, but I can't get over the, what are those, blue eyes?
Green.
Light eyes really freak me out. Like, they're too intense for me. Okay. Like, dark eyes, I'm like, I feel comforted and safe.
Light eyes, I love that for you, and also I love that as a brown-eyed person, hearing mm-hmm. that is really nice, but like my girlfriend's eyes are like the brightest blue, and like when I see them in the sunlight, like I'm like you look like a god.
Simp. Oh, sometimes I catch a glimpse of my own eyes and I'm like, god damn.
That's fucking funny.
I've gotten good feedback from myself. I'm like,
just so you guys know, the like market for posting about brown eyes on TikTok, that shit'll blow up.
I saw that TikTok. Guys,
that's not the first time I've posted about brown eyes. Every mm-hmm. time I post about like, oh my god, I love brown eyes, blows up.
They don't get enough love either. They don't get enough love.
No, the comments are like, I hated my eyes and now I love them, or like, it's like, I have light eyes and now I realize that you'll never like me. So it does really well every
that
time.
That half of it, my eyes are blue-green, so.
Ew, is there something in my teeth? You're so pixelated, it's like
we can't
see a thing.
You guys didn't tell me there's something in my fucking teeth?
We can't see you, bro. You're so pixelated, we can't see you at all.
Can I flex for a second?
Of course.
Remember last week I was like, oh, I have 50,000 followers on YouTube.
Yeah.
I have 77,000 followers now.
Dude, in a week?
Yeah. It's from your shorts, right? All the shorts
are killing it. And it is turning into traction on my other videos. Like, I'm getting a lot of views on my other videos.
Fuck yeah, that's awesome.
This is happening for you.
I know.
Well, and I was going to say, when you were talking about the eyes on TikTok, Mac, I'm like back on TikTok. I hadn't made TikToks in forever. And I'm like back making them. Good. Every time I open TikTok, you are served to me first, Mac. Every single time.
And every time I post on TikTok, I get a community guideline violation. So,
yep.
I got to figure that shit out.
I wish I had advice for you. TikTok kind of is ass with that.
Yeah.
Like, Mattia had the longest uphill battle with them with trying to
get
her account to stop doing that. Yeah.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true. But shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore? Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel.
I absolutely love Babbel because of their short conversation-based lessons. It's really easy to take them out into the real world and use them immediately and solidify that knowledge.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really even help you speak the language.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. It's designed by real people for real conversations.
Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/chosen. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/chosen, spelled babbel.com/chosen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I don't know.
Okay, so I've got a couple kind of about breakups. So one is, what was your first breakup with a girl like? Oh. And then immediately in the same vein, how to start dating again after your first queer heartbreak. So let's talk about first queer heartbreak.
You want to go way back? Awful.
It's a whole different ball game, baby.
First one, boss. First one ever.
Every breakup I've had has been horrendous, except my most recent one with Jen. And the pain. Because I think the more toxic the relationship, the more pain in the breakup. But my first one was with...
I don't know about that.
That's a common therapist thing that therapists say. The harder the relationship,
that makes sense, but I also don't have that.
Really?
Yeah,
you
like
walked away easily from the last one. That's very healthy.
I will say, like, because when I walked away, I like realized what had been going on. I didn't realize what was going on. Like, my family and friends were trying to tell me, and I couldn't see it when I was with her. And then when I left, I started realizing it. So I honestly got mad. But then we like had a slip up and slept together. And after that, I was like fucked up for a minute because I was like, why the fuck did I do that? Like, dummy.
No.
But
no, don't beat yourself up. Like that.
I'm over it now, but it was a bad decision. And like, I knew it was a bad decision while it was happening. And it was like, it got weird while it was happening. Like the past few months when we were together and we had been getting together, I didn't want her touching me because I felt really like disconnected from her and I didn't want to be vulnerable with her in that way anymore. Mm-hmm. And then when we had this like slip up hookup, she like did touch me and I just felt like I gave her something that I had not been wanting to give her because I was like trying to protect myself and it fucked me up.
You gotta be careful.
Don't have breakup sex, guys.
It's gotta be careful with hooking up with
an
ex.
A line was crossed for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely learned some valuable lessons from that, but
it's also good to know your own boundaries because sometimes like it sounds like your ex maybe didn't know what was happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I don't think it was her fault. Like it was two consenting adults, so it wasn't anything like that.
Yeah.
But it was something where I should have, like you said, I should have known my boundary in that and been able to like stand up for myself in that situation. But I don't think I realized what like I was doing to myself while it was happening. And then after, I was like, bad.
Thank you for sharing that, Mac.
Yeah.
You have to be careful with your own broken heart. Like, it can be very easy to slip back up, hook up with an ex, yada, yada, yada. Your heart is fragile. Mm-hmm. So you want to move slowly in terms of communications with an ex. On the other hand, I think you want to move quickly in keeping busy, hanging out with your friends, hanging out with family if that feels safe to you, keeping your calendar full, because trust me, you're gonna find time to cry and not want to get out of bed. So want to keep healthy activities going. That is super helpful for me when I'm going through any breakup.
100%. It reminds you that you have a full life outside of this person, and spending time bolstering and building that is really the only way forward.
Yeah.
And so you don't end up backward in your ex's bed.
And I think And I think you'll know when you, and you can take it as slow as you want, but I think you'll know when you want some attention. It's not bad to, you know, if you want a little attention and you want to dibble and dabble with when it's right to hook up with someone new, you can just make a dating profile and just see how it feels to be on there. That's a great indication of whether or not you feel ready is like, if you're making the dating profile and you're like, ugh, I just don't even want to do this, then don't. Yeah. You literally don't have to.
Well, I'm thinking about, Ashley, in the last episode, you were talking about how you almost feel like a drug addict when it comes to love.
Yes, I was thinking about that too.
Yeah. Do you think, how much more intense does that make the breakup process for you? Because if you have, even if you have a full life, you know, if you're addicted to that, it feels like that was your life.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It makes it.
They say love is a drug and going through a breakup is literally the same or similar withdrawal in the brain as withdrawing from a substance.
I do feel that way. And my therapist said to me once,
absolutely.
He was like, you really have a hard time with breakups. And when your therapist is like, this is some of the worst I've ever seen. You know it's bad. You know it's bad when the therapist when is like, you're like really fucked up about this. Like that, he didn't phrase it that way, but he could really tell that I struggle with it on a chemical, biological level. It's crazy. Yeah. And like, that's why meditating is so helpful for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like exercise and things to keep my chemical regulation in my brain healthy.
Yeah
sometimes it is physical in a weird way, or chemical.
Oh my god, yeah. Like I remember one of my first queer breakups, like physically feeling pain in my chest, like my chest physically hurt. And I was like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
Like, is this gay, what people are talking about? When I think about queer breakups versus, or like first queer breakups versus non-queer breakups, like, I mean, people who are new here or who aren't familiar with the stuff I do online won't necessarily know this. But like, you know, I was with men. I was with a man. Didn't realize I was gay until I was 28. You know, so like I had primarily, exclusively breakups with men. And so I thought I had an understanding of what that felt like. And then I realized I was gay and had started having queer relationships. It's like everything. We're talking about breakups here. But when I tell you everything I thought I knew about myself was not true. Like I am still... It's been a couple of years now. I'm still having to learn who I am because I don't even know. Like, so even last episode, we're talking about attachment styles. Before I realized I was gay, I would have told you, oh, I have the most secure attachment style on the planet.
It's easy when you're not feeling much.
I just wasn't. Exactly. Yes. No, but literally, like, I just didn't think I had the capacity. I didn't think I had the capacity for feelings in the way that I saw a lot of people having feelings. I thought that I just didn't have that capacity. And then I discovered queer people and holy hell. But so yeah, when I had that first kind of like one of my first queer breakups, the pain, the physical pain hit me. I couldn't understand. It shocked me.
Mac, you okay?
Damn.
Mag is just staring really, staring really into intense. The abyss. Hello, darkness, my old friend. Yeah, it hurts. It fucking
I'm just
it
processing. Hurts. Like it's so intense.
Yeah. Breakups are
real. And the chest pain is real. I was thinking about it in context of like not even just a breakup, but what you're saying about the biochemistry or whatever of what happens whenever I leave my girlfriend dealing with not having physical touch anymore. Oh my god, it like fucking ruins me for so long because I'm just literally withdrawing from that. And then you like go back and I see her again, it's like a hit, and then I come back and it's like it gets worse every time. And I'm like, Jesus fuck.
You got a U-Haul.
I hate it.
That's the only
that
answer.
That sums it up.
You got to you got to move in with her immediately. I think that's the only thing that you can do, right?
Trust I've thought about it.
Okay, but like not to try to make a like an exciting great thing possibly something to be concerned about, but like you also have to watch out for like that hit that you're talking about and like that need for touch and all those things. when you do eventually move in together, and when you do live in the same city even, and you can spend that time together, you gotta watch out for like falling into the trap of then just wanting more and more and more and more, mm-hmm. and it becoming a thing where it's like, now I need this 24/7, can't do anything on my own.
Yeah, absolutely. I think now it can is a really become good a dependency. Now feels like a really good time for me to be learning the habits that I'm learning to cope with that, like individually, so that when that move does happen, I can still kind of lean on those habits and I don't fall into that dependency. That being said, I know it's still going to be difficult, but at least
because it feels so good,
better prepared. I know
it feels so good.
It feels so good. That makes me worried about when I get married, and then what if they die?
Oh, let's not go. We don't need to. Sorry. But like, I want to know for the listener at home, what are the kinds of coping when you're saying like leaning on the tools and the things you're practicing now? Like, what are those things?
I think what you said about keeping your calendar full, I try to stay busy because I will cry when I have free time. Like, not in a bad way, just in a way of like what Ashley said, like you'll have time to cry.
Yeah.
Weighted blanket. Mm. Anything I can like put my arms around, like stuffed animal, some you shit giving- like that works. My sister will come over and just like put a hand on me. Just like literally going and being with people. Sometimes I just like, I have stuff here to make coffee. I'll walk to a coffee shop just to be around people.
Yes.
Like
yes.
trying not to isolate, you know, in any way.
That's so important.
Socializing is so, so important. And I know so many people mm-hmm. are like, social anxiety. But in a lot of, just as someone who has tried to heal my brain, one of the best things you can actually do is a little micro socializing. You know what I mean? If it makes you anxious, just saying hi to the cashier, being like, how's your day going? And then them being like, fine, thank you. And you just move on. Little things like that. They help. They really 100%. Do give your brain that dopamine.
And can we take a minute to just say, like, hell yeah, platonic intimacy? Like, you can have, you can also have those touch needs, those... any kind of support that you get from a romantic partner, you can get those things from platonic friends, you know, like you don't need to have a romantic partner to have physical touch, to hug, to cuddle, to share with somebody, to have that, those types of connection.
I'm on the road with my buddy Sam right now, who's a gay guy, and we have a very physical like friendship. I love hugging him. He's one of the few people. It's interesting because he's a man, and I think with some of my female friendships, I'm a little like touching them feels different. So I feel more comfortable with him being physical with him, and it's a nice, it's very nice.
You know, it's platonic.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
There's no like gray area there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys are gonna hate me.
Why?
I just thought I had two insane things happen to me last week, and I totally fucking forgot to tell them on any of these episodes.
Okay. So do you want to tell us?
I don't want to draw it another out. One?
This is, we do this every episode. We get to the end and we're like, wait till next week.
Okay. Do you guys want to start with the.
Tell us one of the two.
Do you guys want to start with the traumatic one or with the. Transphobic one.
Well, trigger warning either way.
Trigger warning.
Also, we don't know what the stories are. So
yeah, so you decide and tell us one. I think one will probably be fine.
Yeah.
Okay. So I go for walks a lot, and my little sister was on a walk with me. And I'm just going to preface with saying, so nobody gets freaked out, it's not a real gun, but somebody was driving by and open fired an automatic BB gun on us.
What? Are you fucking serious? Yeah, like I will kill this person. Did you get their license plate? What? I'm gonna call the FBI.
I didn't get their plate. I called the cops. It happened really fast. And Mattia
was way more messed up really about it. Hurt you. Wait, they can really hurt you.
Yeah, it hit
her
in the head. We were walking and somebody.
We were walking. Okay, down? So let me like take you through what happened. So we're walking. We're literally just chatting. We heard this like. I thought somebody's tire popped and it was like something in their car hitting the ground.
Yeah.
It was like a like loud, and I have like audio sensory issues, so I was immediately like just freaked out, and I like looked over immediately and saw the guy driving by with the fucking BB gun hanging out of his window, just like literally open firing on me and my sister. And then he kept driving, And Mattia thought a rock hit her in the back of the head or something. And she was like, ow. And I was like, oh my God, that guy was shooting at us. And her brain, she thought she had been shot. And she, didn't feel it. So she, broke down. She just started bawling because she thought she, and she was, licking her hands because she thought she'd been shot in the head.
Oh my God.
And so she was freaking out. And I was totally fine. And, just called the cops probably 15 seconds after it happened. Mm-hmm. And I saw the cop drive by a minute later. I don't know if they caught him or not.
I bet.
But it was so
I bet other weird. People reported this person as well.
I'm that hoping so. Mattia was worried that it was targeted. I don't think it was. I think she just listens to too many crime podcasts. Also, if this is going to sound awful, but I feel like if it was targeted, it would have been a real gun. You know what I mean?
Also,
I know that's really messed up to say, but if somebody was trying to
those prank videos have gone too far. What? Why would they? No, I don't think it was targeted. It sounds like a dumb.
That's
kid.
What I'm saying. Yeah, yeah.
I that think it was so. It's just it so weird. Crazy so how lax we are in the U.S. about this stuff.
Yeah,
it
I'm
is
sorry
just
that
so.
Happened, and I'm sorry that we live in a world and that you live in a place where you saying someone was shooting at us would make your sister think she yes. was just shot in the head with a gun.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to wrap my head around what she must.
This is.
I just can't. I can't. That fear yeah. of wow. I can't even.
This
I
is a large. This extends to all issues going on. This you can even extend this to transphobia, where people are not taking accountability for not just the actual incidents that are taking place, which mm-hmm. is a shooting. A shooting might take place.
Yeah.
But there's mm-hmm. then the fear of shooting for everyone else. Oh, yeah. And we have that anxiety. And with transphobia and people denying trans people existing, then of course that fear for all trans people is going to trickle out and create these more negative environments. No one is taking accountability for shit, because unless it's so black, in America, we have this very black and white way of looking at cause and effect. And it's what? How could you, even with COVID, people were well, if that pre-existing condition, it's are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
Where is the accountability for any of this shit? We are more mm-hmm. evolved than this. We understand how these things cause that it's a domino effect. I hate everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm just so fucking mad about everything.
Yeah.
It's frustrating because it's one of those, I feel like we're all, I shouldn't speak for everybody. I'm sick of the conversation, because it's the same conversation over and over again for so many years now, and it feels I'm feeling a bit hopeless about it, and I don't mm-hmm. I don't want to feel that way, but it's how many times can we say, oh wow, America, that's scary, can't believe it, the gun laws, whoa, mm-hmm. Roe versus Wade, that's insane. How many times, transphobia, all this shit that's happening, how, it's the same conversation over and over again of us, us people, everyday people saying, we're scared, we're tired, we're not even, and we're three white lesbians, we're fine. It's how we're not even the most affected,
not
close.
Not by far, yeah.
And
yeah.
So I think if I'm tired, if I'm scared.
Yeah, yeah. Can't even imagine for other people.
How are people, I can't even imagine. Mm-hmm. And it's what can we do? We sit here and we say, oh, it's wow, we're so scared and it sucks and blah, blah, blah. And we are obviously all trying to do the things we can, but it's nothing's happening. It's getting it feels like it's getting worse.
Two things. I mean, the first thing is now that every institution has been damaged, the only thing we can really do that I'm realizing is vote. And I know everyone mm-hmm. says this, but it's young people
seriously,
are not voting in local elections for their state legislators, and the state legislators, those are the people that are, that's why Roe v. Wade fell. That is why mm-hmm. it's at the state, the local level. The other thing is,
that's such
we
good
really
messaging.
Don't
yes.
we don't vote. Have that's we so- don't actually have to worry much about this stuff, because the planet is gonna die, and so there is an end in sight. It's not a great one, But I will say, if you're super worried about this, we might, you know, the ice caps might take us out before the politicians do. So I'm just going to put that out
I don't like that as a line of thinking.
Let's reframe climate change as like a peaceful escape rather than
savior.
I am not with you on that. No, but I think that that is a really good thing to focus on, is not just the simple like call to action as like go vote, but vote in your local elections.
Your local election.
That's the difference. Not because
we're at that point now where it's like,
yes,
two of our Congress is not working. Our Supreme Court is not working. So now that things are working at the state and local level, even that is starting to fall apart. So you got to vote at the local fucking level, you guys. Yep. Every election, you have to be there. You must be there. I don't care who the fuck you're voting really for. Well, I do a little bit. But like, you know, be there.
That's how your voice is going to be heard.
Yeah.
And then hopefully we'll come up with more systemic, larger ways to deal with these problems. But right now I've been giving it a lot of thought, and that's all I can come up with.
No, that's important. That's important. And that's actionable. That's something we can do right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially people that are coming from like my TikTok account or something and listening to this, because those are the people that aren't doing it. And part of it, I think, you know, is so it's so oversaturated in our age group to have influencers and people posting like, go vote, like I voted, blah, blah, blah. They see it so much. I don't even think they process it anymore. Like,
yeah,
you see a post about you guys need to be voting, like our demographic's not voting. And they've seen it 10 times before that.
Yeah. You need that step further, like what you said, Ashley, of like, vote at your local level.
Yeah,
you know, Google that right now. It's not just go vote, like vote for the next president. There's more.
But I think that balanced out all of the 9/11 jokes that I was making earlier. I really do think that we fixed it. Should we say
Mattia's okay now?
Good. I'm so glad.
Okay, yeah. Good. Yeah.
So what did we have for dinner today? Because this was a meal.
Roadkill.
We like argued a little bit, and maybe like I did not everyone finished their meal. Like it was a little tense.
Oh yeah, we got a little upset.
Dad said some stuff at the table, and mommy and son got up and walked away. So dad ate all of the food, because I'm not gonna let this go to waste. I'm working hard. Every dollar matters. So daddy ate 2.5 meals by himself.
I think that's accurate.
To keep up with us, go follow us on Instagram. You do it, Mac. You do it, son.
You guys can follow us on Instagram at MacAndJamie at AshGavs.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just AshGavs? Mm-hmm. And then at Miss Fender with two S's. Is that correct?
Well, sure. Technically, yes, but two R's. Two R's. The important part.
Sorry, I think I might be dyslexic. I can't. Then at Miss Fender with two R's.
I was about thank to you roast so much you, for listening. But now we'll you said you're dyslexic. I can't do it anymore. But yes, yep. Miss has two S's in it always. All right.
Chosen Family is a Forever Dog production, hosted by Ashley Gavin, Elena Joy, and Mac Injamine. Edited by Danny Jewell, executive produced by Mariah Nicholas. Forever Dog Productions is Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm. Forever
Dog! The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.